And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome once again. It is time now for part two of our Community Connection here. And we've got some fun going on here. We have Sheriff Owen here with us. You brought a buddy here. You brought Ken in, right?
I did.
How you doing, Ken?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing great.
Now, what do we got, Sheriff? What do we got coming up here?
Well, what we've got is Ken and Jeannie Harris.
Uh-huh.
With the Oldies and Goodies Car Club. They participated in our car show religiously every year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Cops and Rodders.
Yeah, our Cops and Rodders show. And with the pandemic, we've had some inabilities to raise funds. So his wife specifically had a kind of a brainchild for a fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
And through their efforts, the Oldies and Goodies Car Club are sponsoring a chip run for cars as a fundraiser to help our Thanksgiving and Christmas programs.
I like that. The red, white, and blue chip cruise, as they call it. What do we do? How does this work? Because, first of all, it just sounds like it's a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun, Tom. It's going to happen this Saturday, the 24th.
Uh-huh.
It's the registration is going to start at Eastland Center. And you're going to come up, and for $20, you can purchase a scorecard. And you can buy additional cards for $15. You take those cards, and we have given 6 locations around the community. Dewey Hotel, Kitty Park, the Community Center, the High School, Tri-County Tech, and Bruce Goff Tower at Sooner Park. At each one of those locations, the Oldies and Goodies Car Club will have some volunteers there, and you'll stop by and pick 3 chips, red, white, or blue chips from a bucket, and we will add those scores up. And you'll bring those scorecards back to Eastland Center at 11 o'clock, and we're going to tell you what you won. The highest score, the highest 3 scores win.
Great.
So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, this is good. And with all the money that's collected, Sheriff, where do you think this might go?
Well, we're hoping it will put us toward the goal of what we had available to us last year. Last year alone at the Christmas shopping expedition we had at one of our local retailers, we spent right at $10,000 on the gifts for the children just for the Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't count the expenditures at the Thanksgiving food basket drive that we do in November.
Mm.
So we're taking donations for those. And we're also going to be putting out on the Facebook and social media, we're accepting food donations at some particular locations of canned goods. And Leanne, my administrative assistant, has made up a list of what we're going to need and what we can use for those food baskets. Everything we get donated, that's something less that we have to go out and buy. And fortunately, we're starting to get, we've got community involvement. People are sending in money. I got a gentleman called this morning, wants to bring me a check. John Bellmeyer, local contractor, he's getting with a group of contractors, going to be trying to raise some additional funds for us.
Got it.
It just pennies from heaven.
Indeed, indeed. And Ken, the Oldies But Goodies Car Club been around a little bit, haven't they?
We have, Tom. This is one thing that we really enjoy doing. We give back to the community. One of the things we really enjoy doing is taking our cars to the local nursing homes and assisted living facilities, and we've not been able to do that with COVID. So this is something that we thought would help the Washington County Sheriff's Office in their efforts to help the kids here in Washington County. And again, this was my wife's idea. I'm just helping her. She couldn't be here today, but I want to let everybody know what kind of prizes we have here.
Oh, let's
you're going to see some nice classic cars that are registered and will participate in the cruise. But I want to let people know that you can bring out the soccer mom cars. You can bring anything that's street legal, and you can enter this. And the first prize is what we call gas and groceries. You're going to get a $250 gas card from Phillips 66.
That works.
And you're going to get a Homeland shopping card for $250. That's a nice prize for first prize.
Man, that's universal.
Second
that
prize is a Walmart gift card for $250.
That's great.
Third prize is a $200 meat bundle from Rainey's Custom Butchering. Mike and Aaron have stepped up and said, this is what we want to do. And I think it's I wish I could enter, but I'll be working there with Jeannie. And so we're hoping that we get some good participation. There are, and if the public wants to come out and view the cars, mm-hmm. we don't want you to come out to Eastland unless you're going to drive the cruise.
Yeah,
we
got a staging thing.
We got a stage, and we're hoping for a large crowd.
Yeah.
Registration is from 8 to 9, mm-hmm. and then you can take off and do the cruise and come back. There are three viewing areas. If you don't want to participate, you can park your car and watch these cars come through. Mm-hmm. Those three locations are the community center, the high school, and Tri-County Tech. At each of these locations, all six locations, we're going to have some donation buckets. So mm-hmm. you can view the cars, and you can also walk up and make a donation to the kids here in Washington County. So we hope everybody comes out. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be cool. It's going to be a little nippy on Saturday morning. But I think it's going to be great fun.
This sounds like the kickoff of a mighty fine tradition, Sheriff.
I'm hoping the same thing. And, you know, it's the Oldies and Goodies Car Club. They've been tremendous supporters always of community efforts. They've been really big in our car show, as have some other groups. I got word this last week that we're having the mail to us, even though the Masonic fraternity couldn't host a breakfast because of the pandemic,
yeah.
they've delved into their coffers and matched it with some matching funds money from the Masonic Charity Foundation in Edmond. They're mailing us a check for $1,600.
Wow.
So we're very thankful for that. The community is, we have a really philanthropic community here, and they kick in and help.
Yeah. If I could jump in on top of that too, Scott. Sutterfield Financial.
Yes.
Called,
and
good, they want
down the road. Yeah.
They're great folks. Uh-huh. Are going to be there to make a special presentation to Scotty on Saturday morning. So we've got great community support here.
We do, and my reserve deputies are going to try to make it as long as their work doesn't interfere with it. And you'll get to see a few of our reserves in marked cars, full uniforms. The famous Bill Hewitt. Everybody knows Bill. He's our reserve captain. He kind of ramrods that. And the guys that are working on shifts are actually going to be around, help us with traffic control, things of that nature. So
sure.
Come out and see us.
This sounds like a lot of fun, just a lot of fun. I think I've seen your club in a couple of Christmas parades.
Oh, absolutely. We love to participate in the Veterans Day Parade and the Christmas yeah. parades here and in Dewey.
That's where I first saw it, was the Veterans Day Parade.
Absolutely. Yeah,
great, beautiful sunshine and nice gleaming cars.
Absolutely.
Oh, gorgeous cars.
Yeah. One other thing before sure. we go anywhere. I just want to let people know that we are taking the COVID precautions very seriously. All of our volunteers will be wearing masks and offering hand sanitizer at each of the six locations, also at registration. So we just want to let people know that we are taking precautions.
Well, that's good to know, because that would be one of the first questions people
Absolutely.
Ask. They say, hey, look, you know, I'm
I
an oldie,
participate,
I'm
but,
an oldie
yeah.
but a goodie, and so is my car. So.
And I want to stay that way.
And we have a big plus, too. It's outdoors.
It is outdoors.
It is outdoors. And hopefully Mr. Weatherman here going to cooperate mm-hmm. with us here on Saturday. Looks like about 55 degrees, so you might want to take a jacket
take
with you.
Take a jacket.
Yeah.
And, you know, we spoke briefly about our car show. This year's car show was outstanding.
Well,
Ken
oh, yeah.
and Jeannie and their group were our judges.
Yeah.
And for that, I thank you.
You're welcome.
We had 119 classic car entries in the car show at the Sheriff's Office.
119.
It was a great show. The weather was perfect. Don't forget it next year.
I talked to Garrett about that. He was out there taking pictures. I said, how many they had? He said, a lot. Yeah, so yeah. Now we know.
It was a good show.
We were pleased.
Indeed. So once again, registration 8 to 9. That'll be Saturday morning out there at the Eastland Shopping Center. And we've got some great prizes for first, second, and third place. We're going to do that at 11:30. And all these proceeds go to the wonderful things that happen around Thanksgiving and Christmas for the underprivileged children in Washington County. And if you want to take a look at the vehicles, best place to do it would be at the high school, community center, and a Tri-County Tech.
Yes, yeah,
folks are going to be running video. I can see that right there on their cell phones going, yep. I got to take a look at this.
There'll be some nice cars out there, Tom.
And there's going to be some great people, too.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
We're looking forward to it.
Oh, indeed. And can you review the prizes once again, please, for the folks who may have just tuned in?
You bet. Yeah. First place prize is what we're calling the gas and groceries. It's a $250 Phillips 66 gas card and a $250 Homeland grocery gift card.
Mm-hmm.
Second place is a $250 Walmart gift card. Thank you, Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
And third place is a $200 meat bundle from Rainey's Custom Butchering. So, some great prizes here.
And, of course, these go to the Christmas and Thanksgiving things that we do at the Sheriff's Office. And, Sheriff, I don't think anybody really knows until they see it firsthand just how special these events are. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not something that we do because we do it. It's something that's done because there's a want and there's a need and there's a big spot in a lot of people's hearts that need a filling.
There is, and I'm anticipating, you know, that the need is probably going to be greater probably this year than in past, and unfortunately we probably won't be able to fulfill all the needs, but there are some other fraternal organizations I'm sure in town that can help with that.
Yeah.
If you're wishing to know or know anyone that wishes to apply for it, they can call our office at 332-4000 and speak to the administrative assistant handling that. Get application filled out for consideration.
Indeed. Very good. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for coming in. I'm looking forward to seeing all the cars. I'm looking forward to seeing both of you fellas because I know that you won't be settled or hunkered down too much. You'll be out talking to people and answering questions and everything.
Everybody come see us.
All right. Please do. All right. Thank you, gentlemen, for being with us here on our program today right here on K1.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up.